We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Carol, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Lynn, how are you today?
I am great. So we're now, I can't believe we're almost halfway through January. We're more than halfway through January.
Right.
And now I'm trying to figure out how... I know I have to get my budget on track. How do I do that? How do I tighten things up?
Okay, so, you know, I have these two words that are kind of my foci, if you would. I was a Latin major, for 2020. And that's mindfulness that we've talked about a lot in the past, mm-hmm. and simplifying, just simplifying my life. So last time we talked about, you know, looking at the budget, but let's take a snapshot of where you stand today. What is your net worth today? And that's where we talked about building your balance sheet, writing down all the assets or the things that you mm-hmm. believe have value, and then also all the debts that you have. So today I thought it would be interesting to take a look at the debt side and ask the question, are you mindful of the credit card rates that you're paying on that credit card debt? And you need to look at it because it can be 18% up to 36%. Outrageously high rates, which you could simplify with a home equity loan or refinancing your mortgage. I looked up rates today. Can you believe that you can get a 30-year mortgage for 3%? I mean, our parents had rates this low, and a 15-year mortgage is 2.75. So you could, you know, refinance your house, maybe take some cash out, or if you've got equity in your house, you could borrow. The home equity loan rates are much, much lower mm-hmm. than credit card rates, and simplify your life that way and lower your cost of carry and therefore increase your budget or, you know, save by not having to pay those high interest rates.
So wait a minute. When you say that, you know, there are interest rates on a mortgage at 2 and 3% and some of the credit card rates might be 18 or 20%, that's a difference of 16% in what I could be paying on an interest rate?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for first-time home buyers, the thing that they need to remember, especially the millennials out there who think they're going to be just shut out of life, the lower the interest rates are, the more house you can afford. So now is the time for everybody to be intentional about getting out of debt, repairing their credit, getting ready to buy because the rates are so low. So it's a unique time for people to be especially mindful and, you know, start to simplify and plan for their future. Because, you know, if you don't have to worry about finances, that's huge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, too, though, if I am a first-time home buyer or I just bought my house in the last year or 2 years, when is it too soon to think about refinancing?
Well, if one rule of thumb is that if it's more than a 1% difference, you should at least run through the numbers. If it's 2% difference, say you booked your mortgage at 5% and now you can refinance it at 3%, that certainly calls for looking at the numbers to see if it makes sense, because there will be some upfront costs. So if you're planning to stay in your house, you would amortize those upfront costs over how long you plan to stay in your house, and then find out when the break-even point is. I know this is a lot of jargon, but it would make sense because your monthly payment would go down.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be an upfront cost, but over the life of a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage, your payments would be lower. And doesn't that lower stress when you know your mortgage payment might be cut by $200, $300 a month?
And then if I'm saving that kind of money, what I do with that savings then should be significant. I need to be mindful about what I do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, interest rates are low, but there are places that you should have emergency savings
mm-hmm.
In a bank, and, you know, bank money is guaranteed up by the FDIC. You should look for a good rate. Some are incredibly low, and then some are quite significant. So it's a good math lesson for kids if they're going to start saving their money. just to be mindful and to pay attention.
That's the word, mindful. Carol Nealon, thanks so much. Always
okay.
A pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.